That is Passion Pit and Carried Away on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:13 now on a Tuesday morning and time for a closer look at Clear's community. And we have Cindy Branting from the Columbus Community Center this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You
How
always
are you?
Come in with such a big smile. I love it. And it is almost November. Can you believe it?
It is.
Yeah, crazy. So you guys are, as always, are busy.
We are busy. Tomorrow we have a great movie coming out.
Ocean's Eight. Love that.
Looks really good. I have not seen it. I'm not a big movie buff, but we have people that help me along the way, you know, say, this is a good one. You need to get it. So I like to listen to those people.
Very wise. Yes. And we have got your gift shop back open just in time to do some shopping.
It is. We have all sorts of neat things. I cannot tell you the cute Halloween stuff. I know Halloween is tomorrow, but we got so many neat things in and, well, Thanksgiving things and just your general gifts. But, oh my gosh, Christmas stuff. We've got two vacant rooms that are just waiting to be traveled into the gift shop to be, it's going to be fun. Yeah. Yep. It's going to be great.
That is completely staffed by volunteers.
It is 100% by volunteers, and we can always use more. The more we have, the more hours that we can be open. So, yeah, we love that.
So, speaking of volunteers, you need some.
We do. We do. Our home delivery program, meal delivery program, has grown so much that we are in need of additional volunteers so that we can add more routes, and which is a wonderful problem to have, but indeed it can be a problem. We have about 45 to 50 home delivered people that we do serve, and I'm looking to that, for that to grow considerably, with the change in the weather. And the volunteers that we have are being stretched. I know that they're being stretched, and even though they don't complain, they're volunteering their time. They're giving up half an hour of their lunchtime and whatever, and I feel like that we're overextending that generosity. So if anybody's looking to do some volunteering, deliver meals, that's a great thing to do.
And you don't have to do it every day if volunteer one day a week, one day a month.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
And, if you are maybe a stay-at-home mom, take your kids with you.
Yeah,
the people you deliver to. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And, for these people, a lot of them, you might be the only person they see each and every day. And, on one hand, that's sad. But on the other hand, that's a gift that you can give somebody. So, yeah. It's a very good thing.
So I am curious, who keeps track of everything that goes on there? Because holy moly, it is always something going
on. Well, I'm
going
to say Donna. Donna
Kudos,
Kronosky.
Donna.
Yes, yes, she keeps track of everything. And, we all do. We all pitch in, and, everything is just kind of, by gosh and by golly, some days, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, we have the quilter sew-in.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
I mean, we're gonna have a packed house this entire week. Yesterday was a super busy day, and the gals in the kitchen, they just keep plugging away, throwing out some new menu ideas and stuff like that. And it's just fun. It is a fun place to be.
And a lot of people, their card clubs meet there.
Yeah.
You have really good people that come in and talk about different things that apply to senior citizens.
Yeah, whether it's health related or nutritionally related, or we got legal services and you name it. I mean, we have all sorts of stuff that, you can really... You can learn a lot. You can have a good time. You can, get your nutrition in. You can exercise. And
add extra frogs exercise
we do.
Classes. Yeah.
Well, and we're looking at adding another one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Gina came in the other day and was like, oh, my gosh, we are we got more frogs in the kitchen. So.
I love that. All right. Well, we're going to keep Cindy here and find out more about what's going on at the Columbus Community Center on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is George Ezra and Blame It On Me on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:25 now on a Tuesday morning. We're back with more Community Spotlight with Cindy Branting from the Columbus Community Center. And Cindy, you guys have got some cool music coming up.
Well, we actually have a lot of cool music coming up. We signed up with the Merrymakers at the beginning of our fiscal year, so in July. And, you know, each month they bring out phenomenal entertainment to us. And so coming up in November, it's Tim Javarski, and he's kind of a old-time country, soul, jazz, kind of a very eclectic kind of a musician.
Uh-huh.
Very, very, very good. And he will be at the center on the 14th. And then kind of a special treat in December, Rich Patton, who he said that he was the assistant principal at Columbus High from 1980 to 1988. So if you guys remember Rich Patton, come on down to the Senior Center, because he does a lot of R&B and the jazz and blues kind of music.
Cool.
So yeah, I really think that it's going to be a very good time. And we also, you know, I mean, the Country Music Circle Jam, they decided they're going to keep coming until the snow tells them they can't come anymore. So
that won't happen.
Yeah, no. Well, it might. but they're going to return instead of the third Thursday of November. They're coming the second Thursday of November, which is actually our birthday celebration day.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, the third Thursday is going to be our Thanksgiving dinner. So I'll remember that. It's turkey dressing, mashed potatoes, everything that
pumpkin
you could
pie.
Ever want in a Thanksgiving dinner. That will be on the 15th. We have Elliot the Magician.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Yeah. He's coming on the 21st, and he is such a talented young man. And let's see, our Christmas dinner, that is going to be December 20th. So, you know, we just got lots and lots and lots of stuff coming. We have a dietitian that's coming in from Polk County Extension Office. She will be there on December 4th.
You have a Veterans Day program coming up, too.
We do have Veterans Day on the 7th. And so it's for the veterans and their families. And it's coffee and rolls. And they can get a pin, I think it is. Actually, Tabitha and the Columbus Community Center together were working on that. So it should be a really nice event. So that, again, is Wednesday, November 7th at 10 o'clock. So, yeah, plan on coming in for that. Coffee and rolls.
Cindy, I think sometimes people think that you have to be 65 or older or whatever to come and do anything at the Columbus Community Center. And that's not true.
Well, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
And I'm there all the time. No, we have all sorts of ages that come there. And, you know, again, like our volunteers, you know, most of them are not. And, you know, it's, I mean, it really is a wonderful place to come. And, you know, we have people that, you know, they might bring their mom or something like that, that, you know, and they're not 60 and their mom is. And it's like, they're like, gosh, how can I get involved? I mean, this is really a place to, you know, educate seniors. And, you know, that's kind of really what we pride ourselves on.
And if you want to join you for lunch, you can definitely do that. There's a small fee involved.
Yep,
but
absolutely. Yep.
That's
$3.50 for seniors. And that's our suggested contribution rate. Unfortunately, if you're under 60, there is a charge of $7.50. So,
but they're amazing meals.
They're
so
very good. Very good meals.
Lots of times I'm like, oh, comfort food, can I come and eat today? And we want to remind people that your gift shop is open again.
It is open. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays right now from 10 o'clock in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. And again, if we can get some more volunteers, we absolutely would love to extend those days and those hours.
If somebody would like to be a volunteer, should they contact you?
Yeah, yep. Just call the community center at 563-4444 and You can talk to anybody that answers the phone.
And you are open what days and what hours?
We are there Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And if you want to just stop by and check it out or have a cup of coffee?
Absolutely.
Lots of fun there. Cindy, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up at 7:30 on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101.